This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government was compelled to dissolve House of Representatives due to disputes within the ruling party. Prime Minister Oli calls for a central committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party today. Nepali Congress decides to go for struggle against the dissolution of House of Representatives along with three other parties. And US President-elect Joe Biden gets administered COVID-19 vaccine. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said his government was compelled to go to the people for a new mandate by dissolving the House of Representatives due to hindrance and seize created from his own party. Addressing the nation yesterday, Prime Minister Oli clarified that the dissolution of the House of Representatives was not his choice, but he decided to go to the people for a new mandate to clear the hindrance created to stop him working as per the people's aspirations. Prime Minister Oli further said, although the dissolution of the House of Representatives appeared unexpected and as a sudden move on the surface, it was an incident resulting from the selfishness for power of some leaders within the ruling Nepal Communist Party since long. The Prime Minister said the government made significant achievements in the last 3 years despite many adversities. Prime Minister Oli also urged all to participate in the upcoming election, forgetting all the bitterness of the past. Nepal Communist Party Chairperson and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has clarified that he had decided with a heavy heart to resort to the latest mandate to secure the future for his party. Addressing an assembly of members of the dissolved House of Representatives at his official residence at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli explained that every activity aimed at ushering the country to prosperity had faced disruption and a group of leaders had always hindered the government's undertakings, which led him to decide to go to the people. Stating that he was active to make the goal of building a big party that is clear in ideology, organization and destination, but some leaders were oriented towards splitting the party. Chairperson of the ruling Nepal Communist Party and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called a meeting of the party's central committee for today. Secretary of the Nepal Communist Party headquarters, Ishwari Rijal, informed that the central committee meeting has been scheduled to be held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar at 9 this morning. The meeting has been called to discuss the situation after dissolution of the House of Representatives following a tussle in the party. Majority of the outgoing and incumbent lawmakers of the Nepal Communist Party have called for immediate summoning of the House session. The meeting held yesterday at the Parliament building Lotse Hall concluded that the Prime Minister's move of dissolving the Parliament was against the public mandate, party principle and the constitution. The Nepal Communist Party chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, senior leaders Chalanath Kanal and Madhav Kumar Nepal, among other senior leaders and lawmakers representing the party, expressed their opposition and dissatisfaction over the Prime Minister's move of dissolving the parliament. The meeting also stated that the President, as a guardian of the Constitution, also failed to be sensitive over the issue. The meeting has also refuted the move of the President of authenticating the Parliament dissolution recommendation. The meeting has further urged to call for the Parliament session, adding that the Prime Minister did not have the right to dissolve the Parliament according to the Constitution. The meeting urged all sides and concerned bodies, including political parties, media and civil society, and the public to exert pressure against the unconstitutional move. 12 writs have been filed in the Supreme Court against the government's decision to dissolve the House of Representatives and the announcement of the elections. Communication officer at the Supreme Court, Kishore Paudel, informed that 12 writs, including one for constitutional bench, were filed in the court yesterday. Santosh Bhandari has filed a writ against the dissolution of the House of Representatives for constitutional bench, while 11 writs have been filed by advocates Kanchan Krishna Nupane, Lokendra Bahadur Oli, Sulabh Kharel, among others. The all-party meeting called by Nepali Congress has decided jointly to respond against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Nepali Congress had called for the all-party meeting at the office of Nepali Congress at Sanipa yesterday to discuss over the recent move of the government. Leaders from the Nepal Communist Party and Janata Samajwadi Party had also joined the meeting. After the meeting, spokesperson of the Nepal Communist Party, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, said that the meeting decided to respond against the government's move. He also informed the next all-party meeting would be held after the central committee meeting of all the three parties. Leaders including Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewa, Nepal Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda, Madhav Kumar Nepal, Mohanta Thakur, among others, were present in the all-party meeting. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed on the need for easy access to education for all. Virtually addressing the 64th convocation ceremony of the Thiruvan University yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said no Nepali should be deprived of getting quality education. The Prime Minister also said the purpose of education should be prosperity of the individuals and the country. Prime Minister Oli also emphasized for the need of greater role from technical education, saying technical manpower has provided remarkable contribution for the prosperity of the country. The governments of Nepal and the World Bank have signed on the financial agreement worth 9.5 billion rupees for Rural Entrepreneurship and Economic Development Program. Amid a program organized at the Finance Ministry yesterday, Secretary of the Ministry Sisir Kumar Dhungana and Country Director of the World Bank to Nepal, Maldives and Sri Lanka, Faris Hadarj Javros, signed on the agreement. The Rural Entrepreneurship and Economic Development Program aims to promote market of the rural agricultural produces and rural entrepreneurship. Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 96.16%. As per the Ministry of Health and Population, out of more than 255,500 infected people, more than 244,700 have recovered from the infection. The ministry said 1,079 people in Nepal recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. Similarly, additional 742 people were diagnosed to have coronavirus infection in Nepal yesterday. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 1,795 with the confirmation of 7 deaths yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
ह त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त छ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. US President-elect Joe Biden has received his first dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. He said he was getting the vaccine to show Americans it was safe to be taken. Biden joins a growing number of political leaders getting the vaccine, including Vice President Mike Pence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. On Sunday, the rollout began for a second vaccine by Moderna, which was approved last week. More than 500,000 Americans are said to have now been vaccinated. He said the Trump administration deserved some credit for launching the country's first vaccine. The Biden team has set a goal of 100 million COVID-19 vaccinations in the U.S. during the administration's first 100 days in the White House. More than 40 countries have banned United Kingdom arrivals because of concerns about the spread of a new variant of the coronavirus. Flights from the United Kingdom are being suspended to countries across the world, including Spain, India and Hong Kong. France shut its border with the United Kingdom for 48 hours, meaning no lorries or ferries can leave from the port of Dover. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron and both sides wanted to resolve the problems as fast as possible. European Union member states met earlier in Brussels to discuss a coordinated response, with officials suggesting a requirement for tests could be imposed on all arriving from the United Kingdom. The European Union's medicines regulator has recommended the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for use in the bloc's 27 states. The European Medicines Agency, EMA, authorized the drug for European Union's nearly 448 million inhabitants after it went into circulation in the United Kingdom and the United States. Hours after the EMA's decision, the European Commission gave its own formal approval for the use of the vaccine. More than 311,000 lives have been lost to the pandemic across the bloc. The threat of a new, more infectious COVID-19 variant spreading from the United Kingdom has also seen several European Union states suspend travel from Britain. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in province number 1, Bragmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and far western province. And the weather will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 19 degrees Celsius and minimum of 3 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government was compelled to dissolve the House of Representatives due to disputes within the ruling party. Prime Minister Oli calls for a central committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party for today. Nepali Congress decides to go for struggle against the dissolution of the House of Representatives along with three other parties. And U.S. President-elect Joe Biden gets administered COVID-19 vaccine. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.